Awesome. So what's up, everybody? Welcome to Money, Power, and Influence, another podcast for you. We are in episode 28. I'm here with my esteemed co-host, Arash motherfucking Deepazar. What's up, brother? What's new, man? I've been seeing you post a lot, get a lot of views, keep growing, keep killing it. So what's going on, man?
What's going on, brother? Going through a lot of personal changes again. New understandings about communication have really rocked my world, like truly rocked my world. I consider myself a great communicator, and so does the world. And I would say that it was starting, I think, Saturday. I ended up having a brand new understanding and respect for communication. And I'm seeing the results in my life once again. So it's like I have new eyes. I have a new set of ideas about communication and how it works and how important it is and how it could be used to better the condition of life around us. And it's just been just mind-boggling. Like, it's truly amazing. And I'm it took a couple of days to get used to it because it really shook my world. I don't know, unless people, if people go through major transitions in their life, major changes, for a few days normally or sometimes longer, it takes adjustment to be adjusted to the new way of being. Even like what you just purchased your car, your Lamborghini. I just got a Maserati. And it takes a little bit of time to adjust to getting used to sitting in that car. And then after a while, yes, we know what the car feels like after a while. So it's the same thing. You know, it took a little bit of time to adjust. I think I've adjusted now where I can own it. Like, I go, this is my car now. Like, oh, yeah, it is my car. I'm not just having it for a day or two. This isn't my car. This is, I get used to people looking at it like this. And then it's the same thing with this new level of understanding and communication. It's like, oh, okay, so this is how I'm living now. This is, like, how I communicate, and this is how I see it, and this is how people are reacting to it. So now I'm stabilizing, and the results are absolutely phenomenal. And what's up with you, brother?
Awesome, man. That's inspiring just to hear that, bro. It's been very similar to what you just described. It's been an adjustment. You know, suddenly I'm being approached by a different type of person via social media, and when I'm out, I'm being treated differently now that I've gotten the car, even just driving it and seeing how, comparing, right? When I had the GTR, I got a ton of attention, and it was positive, right? But now, it's almost difficult to describe, man. When somebody, when I'm out driving, hears it and sees it, it's almost like they freeze, and they're like, oh my God, right? And they don't even react because they're just frozen, and they're in awe. And it's really, it's difficult to put into words. I tell people, you have to, like, be in the car with me. You have to experience it yourself to really get it, because I just can't describe it with words. And, you know, having the flashbacks of all the work that's been done up to this point, and all the thoughts and you know, the late nights and the early mornings to get there, it really, now when I get in it, I'm like, yes, you know, it was worth it. My time has come. And now, additionally, going through this adjustment period that you just mentioned, now it's like I have like a new level of thinking. Okay, now the Lamborghini is like, this is the norm now. What's next, right? And that's kind of where my mind is going. And it's pretty cool that I got the car, because I've been seeing, and I'm going to throw this question at you because I'm getting it a lot from our listeners, and it ties into me getting the car. People are out there working. They're putting in their work. They're business people. They're entrepreneurs. And the question was, and I want to get your take on this. They say, well, I'm starting to have success. I'm having breakthroughs. I'm having wins. I'm making money. But it seems like when I've hit that one of those big goals that I've set, like getting the Maserati or the Lamborghini or breaking that first $100,000 in income, it seems like I'm taking my foot off the gas and I'm getting lazy. I wanted to pass that to you, Arash, because I get that question a lot. And it almost seems like, to me, it almost doesn't make sense because I have so many goals. But I wanted to ask you, why do you think people are hitting that goal and then they're just taking their foot off the gas?
I'd be curious to see how many of those people asking those questions are actually hitting the goals and not just saying, you know, when I hit my goal or what if I hit my goal, because I don't have that experience either, you know. I just... The motivation becomes so great. You know, okay, it's like this. It's like until you have And maybe people will disagree, and that's fine. You know what I mean? But this is my experience. It sounds like you have a similar experience to me. But until you have a car that is looked upon as wow, you know, there's a wow factor to it, until you have that, then you don't know what it's like to have that. You could try to imagine it. It's not the same. It's just not the same. But once you get it and you see the way people treat you, then what happens in my mind is, God damn it, I should have done this a long time ago. You know what I mean? Like, I just
right.
messed up a long time ago because it's making my success a lot easier, you know? And so I'm not losing motivation. If anything, I just told my new girlfriend, I told her today, I was hanging out with her for a minute, and I said, I need to make a lot more money, like a lot more money. And she was like, whoa, why? I said, there's like so many fucking reasons now, you know, I'm helping so many people all the time. And, you know, I gave her an example of some money I'd sent here and there this last couple of days to different people that, you know, they need money, and I sent them some money. And I said, look, I counted $2,500 that I sent in this month so far to different people altogether. And I said, and I think to myself, okay, I just, $2,500 on people that, you know, I just gave it to them basically. And then I think to myself, well, what if I didn't spend the $2,500? What if I had that money in my hand? And this month I was like, okay, I'm going to spend $2,500 on myself. What am I going to get? I said, there's so many options I have. So I have to be able to spend that money and be able to keep the $2,500. And so my motivation for my new goals and things like that has just gone up. So when people say, you know, once you reach that, then what? Like, you know, I had one girlfriend, then two, then three, then four, then five, then six. You never, I don't know, man. I mean, that's just weird. So either I think either A, and I'm guessing either A, they're really not reaching those goals. It's like when guys ask me in regards to relationships, they say, so, you know, what do you do then after you kiss the girl or after you have sex with her, what do you do? I'm like, well, you probably haven't kissed the girl and you haven't had sex with her. It's just obvious in the way you're asking the question. They're asking 50 steps ahead. Get there first. So either they're not really doing it, which I suspect a high majority are not doing it, or if they are doing it and reaching that level of success and then slowing down, then there's only one thing to say to that, you know? There's somebody much more hungry ready to take your place. You know, that is the law. So what do you do if you slow down? Then you go to number two, number three, number four, and I hope you enjoy that, but I don't like being number one in what I do. So I can't help people that don't have motivation. It's just... It's gross, honestly. You know what I mean? It's gross. Like, I imagine being a woman and hearing a man say something like that. Like, you know, I just don't have a motivation anymore. Whoa, shit, get away from me. That is so fucking weird. That's the weirdest thing I ever heard from a man. If I was a woman, and as a man, imagine hanging out with some of my friends, you know? Let's say you and I are hanging out a couple of weeks or something, and you're just like, yeah, man, I just don't really want to work anymore. I have no motivation, and I just want to kind of just bum around. Be like, okay, that's fucked up, dude. Like, that's not how it works. I don't really want to hang out. Like, That's not who my friends are.
You know, that's how I feel about it, man.
Yeah, man, I agree. It's like when I get that question, I'm like, well, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me because it's always been, you know, and I don't even just have one goal, and maybe this will help a listener. And that was the first actual thought that came to my head. These people aren't even actually hitting the goal. They're just making this shit up or they're overanalyzing. And I get questions like that all the time because I have a ton of realtors and salespeople that you know, even today, man, I went to a local here, to Corona, which is about 30 miles away from me here, a little bit more inland. And again, I was on a panel of some top real estate agents, and we spoke to one of the local offices. They had about 100 agents there, and I'm doing this a lot more regularly now. And just the level of question is very similar to that. And I never answer the question. I just go right at the person. I'm like, dude, like, that question is like, it's invalid. Right? Like, why are you even asking that question, dude? Let me ask you, how many doors have you knocked on? How many people have you talked to? Like, you're not even doing anything. You're just, like, trying to create this little story in your mind. And it's almost like people are going around badgering people with these questions, almost expecting to get a certain answer. And they'll continuously ask it to the next person until they find that answer to justify whatever bullshit story they have going in their head. And I see this over and over. And that's why, like, the last product I released, Back to the Basics, I just took it all the way back. Right? So, like, the number one thing, you just have to get out there and do it. And I love that you brought up communication in the beginning, right? Continuously getting to the next level with that. And you're adjusting to it. You keep improving. And I see society, because of social media, drifting away from that, right? Everything is at the click of a button. We can just text people. Nobody has to really talk anymore. I'm experiencing with some of my clients that they don't even want to talk to me anymore. I call them. They'll send me a voicemail, and they'll text me and say, what's up? I'm like, dude, I'm not about to text you for fucking 30 minutes. Pick up the fucking phone, right? And I feel, and I even spoke about that today. It's like a lost skill and art that people really don't want to grab. And, you know, the name of this podcast is Money, Power, and Influence, right? And I think of all the success that I've had, right, from going being broke to getting the Lamborghini, doing everything, has literally been a steady and constant progression of my communication skills, not only with the world but with myself. And I can literally root it back to that. And when I was talking about that today, there's a few people in the audience kind of looking like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Because, you know, when I speak of those kind of things, it's like people, like, it's like they don't want to get it. They get it, but, like, they don't want to get it. And I'm just sitting there scratching my head, like, why am I even wasting my time with this, man? Like, I'm literally to the point where I don't even want to go to these panels anymore because I give people the truth. Usually the other people that I'm on the panel with or that are running the thing, they tend to sugarcoat and be around the bush. If somebody's full of shit or asking a stupid question, I just say, dude, that's a stupid question. Why would you even ask that, right? And it's funny because now I'm getting, like, personal disgust at people wanting to, you know, take the easy route and not work on their communication. And I want to pass that to you, Arash, because that's the number one thing that I admire in you is your dedication and mastery of communication. Do you think that it's just only a certain amount of people are actually going to focus to get better? Or do you feel that there might be a reason why people avoid the subject of communication, actually taking the time to master it?
I think that people don't understand how important it is, you know, really, like, because it's not such an attractive word, you know, it's like communication. Maybe some people like it, but it's not so powerful, it's not so magical, it's not so appealing. It's like, you know, here's I'm a tattooed, slightly built, bearded man who has pit bulls and is a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Taekwondo and blah, like, you know, all this, like, cool shit that people like as, like, a bad boy, and I'm quite a bad boy, actually. And here I am talking about I'm working on my communication, and it just sounds so gay. It's not, like, the coolest fucking thing to say, and I don't know, I just don't think it's that appealing as a word, you know? That might be part of it. I think that another thing is that nobody has showed them. See, I was lucky because I saw it. I saw the power of communication, what it can do. And so at that moment, I was hooked. I was like, whoa, man, like, really, this is amazing. Really, everything that I want, I can probably get if I get good at this thing, you know? And not only that, my own mind will begin to be much more peaceful because if I understand communication. And so I got to see it. Now, I have students worldwide. And they value communication. But I bet you, prior to me showing up and even using the word communication, they weren't even thinking about communication. They were just probably thinking, like, I need to be able to talk to people better. Maybe they thought that. But that's so minor to compare to what actual communication is. It's so minor compared to what actual communication is, you know? Like, all we're doing is communicating the moment we interact with another human being, whether it's on a podcast like this, on the phone, live in person, on social media, on text. The moment that you interact with another human being, you're communicating. And if you can get very good at this thing, then a very high, high percentage of your problems will change. They won't be the same kind of problems. It'll be a different kind of problem. So it's been fascinating for myself in this last 3-4 days that I've been experimenting with this thing. I'm just getting used to it, I guess, more experimenting. Is I've been waiting for opportunities to be verbally and emotionally attacked. You know, like tonight I go live on YouTube at 10:45 Pacific Standard Time, right? And I'll be live, and there will be haters on. There are always going to be haters on when you go on YouTube. And I'm really excited to handle them because the last few days, as they've tried to come on, it just hasn't. They haven't been able to do anything, and it's so exciting for me. And I'm just like, wow, like, this is, it's really this simple. Like, it really came down to just a skill in communication. That's what the problem was. The problem was never the fucking hater. I mean, the problem is the hater. The hater is a problem, of course. But the handling is just my communication level can be at a level where they can't touch me anymore. So I think people don't value it because they don't see the value in it. And when they do see the value in it, as I see in my students worldwide, and then they're surprised, and then they go into it. And even for myself, after so many years dedicated to understanding this thing, I'm blown away. I'm completely blown away in the last 3-4 days. I'm totally blown away at how off my communication has been. Like, whoa, dude, I never thought I was so far off. I never thought I was so far off. And then I realize it, and then I see myself change right away. And then here I am looking back at myself 7 to 10 days ago and going, wow, I mean, I was a savage, like another good way. I was uncivilized in my communication. And knowing that how I feel now is I'm sure going to improve again, and I'll look back and I'll notice something I hadn't noticed in my communication. So I think that's the deal, man. They don't really get the value of communication. And what about sales? Like, you know, I'm going to throw this question at you, because sales is another one of those dirty words, you know, or not so cool of a word, you know. But, I mean, how important is understanding sales, in your opinion, to life, to success, to anything?
It's a great question, man. I love that question, actually, and I wish people would ask it more often. You know, going back to what I said earlier, brother, I attribute everything to embracing it, right? I believe that in society today, when you are brought up, and whenever the word sales or salesman comes around, there's an automatic negative connotation with it. And I understand now, because it's a skill, right, that if you get really good at it, now you have this sense of power, not only over yourself, but over other people. I can influence people, right, on a very high level, get them to, you know, I was just thinking about it the other day. It's like, dude, I put together a deal that was like almost $2 million in real estate. Like, dude, I'm going to make like a $60,000 or $70,000 commission off that. That's like twice the average family household income in America for a year of work, and I'm going to do it in one deal. But how was that deal put together? Well, with my sales skills, right? And I think that, again, it's very similar to what you described about communication. It's not seen as cool. It's not seen as sexy and slick. So everyone's like, yeah, whatever. I don't want to be one of those used car sleazy salesmen. When in reality, what it entails is finding yourself in the process and like a sort of like self-help and self-mastery type thing that really has taken me on a journey to completely transform my life. Because you said it great, brother. You said it gives you like a sense of peace, and that's so true. I used to be so fucking short-tempered and almost like letting emotions just enrage me. People would think, it's funny, I would walk around, and I've always been a pretty, I hate to use the word nice, but like, you know, I guess it would be mild-tempered, right? I wasn't overly yelling at people, and I normally wouldn't be overly aggressive for no reason. But people were like, dude, like, what's wrong with you? Dude, like, do you not like me? Because I guess my resting face was always kind of like angry, and I didn't know. And through all this discovery and dedication to communication and sales and all that, I found more inner peace. And it's been great, man. Because I've had shit happen where I'll be on the side of the freeway and the tire will, like, on my truck, dude, it literally blew off, right? Like, it literally just blew off. You know, I pulled over to the side of the road, no problem, called the tow truck people. I was, like, laughing with them on the phone. I said, yeah, take your time. I did an Instagram live sitting there waiting for the tow truck for an hour, which they came late, like they always do. And people are like, dude, what the fuck? Like, how are you having that reaction to it, right? And that has been a result directly from working on my sales skills and communication, right? And it's just been incredible, man. And people don't really see the benefit of it, right? So there's two sides to it. One, it's like you said, it's not like a sexy word or a sexy thing. But number two, people, I believe, haven't seen enough examples like you of what mastery of that brings to your life, which is like wealth, riches, peace, power, everything we teach, everything we want, everything we desire as men and as human beings. And I think now with social media, right, as we put that more out there, it may shift. And I think maybe it will, because at one point it always does. But I really think that that's the thing, is they need to see more Arashas out there and being like, man, dude, like that guy figured it out. Fuck, let me figure out, what is he doing, right? And I think when there's more real-life example that they see, right, because we're showing everything. I mean, like, you just put the new car, I put the new car. People see that we're winning. The more they see that, I think eventually even the people that are kind of hating and saying, whatever, it's just a fad, eventually it's going to hit them like concrete. They're going to say, wow, these guys really have something here. Let's dive in. Let's figure it out. Let's see what this whole communication sales thing is about, and let's see if it can change my life so I can live like them. You know, that's just kind of my thoughts on it.
Yeah, it makes total sense. You know, sales and communication. They are Siamese twins. You separate them and they die. So you're a great salesman, you're a great communicator. If you're a great communicator, you could sell. Somebody can't say, I'm a great communicator, but I can't sell anything. You're not a great communicator, actually. You're just not. And someone who says, you know, I'm a great salesman, but, you know, I just need to work on my communication. No, if you're a great salesman, you're a great communicator. There's just a few little things you just have to understand in the context of sales, and the rest is simple. You know, it's quite a thing, man. It's quite a thing. Like, you know, you said it too, which is interesting, because I said it and I didn't realize I said it till you said it, which was this idea of inner peace. You know, I feel so much more peace in this last week because I realized that I had something in my communication that was causing the internal and external upset. And I just took it out. I mean, it's just fucking stupid. Why would I want to do some shit like that? It's like as a salesman, you find that thing that you know, pisses off your customer, and you do it all the time. But you're still the top fucking salesman, right? Nobody could touch you in sales, and then you find this. You know, are you then smart enough to not hold on to your problem because you're too good, and go back to being a white belt really, and just say, yeah, I get, I'm great. I get, I'm fucking good at this thing, or the best at this thing. But goddamn, this is a problem. You know, this is a fucking problem. I don't want this as part of my thing. Then, you know, for a couple of days, you may not know how to sell the way you used to because you were doing this certain way. So it kind of throws you off. You catch yourself saying shit you didn't say before. And that's what's happened to me. And then suddenly you go, whoa, I get it. Okay, this is how I'm supposed to sell. You know, I was doing it wrong. There you go.
It's awesome, yeah. Totally get it, man. I was smiling as you were saying it. But that's cool, man. I think this is a good place to end it. I'm looking through my email here. I don't see any additional questions from people. And it's been awesome, dude. Like, I announced a couple of podcasts ago for people to email us questions. And, man, there's some times where in a week I'll get, like, 15, 20 questions. It's pretty incredible. I think this is a great spot to end it, Arash. Is there any announcements you have? I know we agreed to do an event in October, and we can probably promote that more as we get closer. I know we have the Global SLR coming up. Is there any new events or that you're doing or products that you have released that you want to plug before we end it?
Yeah, man, there's so many things happening. On the 26th, which is also the Floyd Mayweather and Conor fight, you know, on that day I'm doing an event in San Jose, guys, and it's called Invisible Love, Decoding the Male-Female Dynamic. It's a live event. It's not a product I'm selling, okay? You come to San Jose, or if you can't make it here, you could do it online, all right? But I recommend you come, and I'm going to blow you away. Like, really, I will show you, and I will break down. One of the questions I always get asked is, why is it okay for guys to hook up with so many women and women not to hook up with so many guys? I'll answer that scientifically, easily, so you have access to it. I'll give you the answer why women, no matter what they do in their life, no matter what they got going on, they're always going to be completely unsatisfied and miserable until this one thing happens. Why men, how they can keep the passion in the relationship. You know, I've been with Electra for 11 years and 4 months, you know, and how do you keep that relationship going where you just don't hate each other? Everything that needs to be said will be said on this subject as much as can be said in one day. So that's the 26th. And live coming here is limited number of people, but online you guys can come as many as you want. And then also Brian and I in October, beginning of October, first week of October, we have to look at the date. We will be doing an event for sales, for communication, for success, for entrepreneurship, and we're going to rock it because both of us have decided it's time now to step into this field and take the number one position as coaches of this. You know, it's time for. There's a few coaches out there that are very good. They're doing their thing. You know, I respect them. They've changed a lot of lives. But when you bring BC and I together, it's just there's no one's going to be able to stand in our way. It would be kind of like if you brought the Spartans and the Persians together instead of against each other. I want you guys to think about that, right? You bring the king of Persia at that time, and instead of they go to war with the Spartans, and they bring Spartans together, and the Spartans and the Persians go together to conquer the land. I mean, at that point, even Alexander would have to think twice about going forward. So those are my plugs.
Awesome, man. Yeah, so thanks, everybody, for coming. Obviously, we'll be releasing more details as it comes. Brother, you know I will be the first one there at your event. That goes without saying.
Oh, yeah.
But until next time, guys, make sure you continue to email me if you have any questions. That's it for this one. We'll see you guys on the next episode.